Dance of the Hourglass, the Days of Our Lives. Brett McMurphy has it. UNLV apparently back on the table for the Pac-12.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Because of moving pieces, UNLV has not signed and fully committed to the Mountain West and is still considering the Pac-12, sources told the Action Network. So apparently they're...
Why? What's going on? What does that mean, moving pieces?
I don't know. Apparently...
Bigger, better offer?
I guess just, you know, kind of leveraging it. So they told the Pac-12 to go blank themselves originally because they didn't take him in the first wave. And then the Pac-12 was like, we don't need you. We'll go to the AAC. AAC told him to go pound sand. So now you're back to UNLV. And now maybe UNLV using the Mountain West leverage to get a better deal out of the Pac-12. I don't know. But they have seven. They need eight. And UNLV would make eight. Not that, I mean, does UNLV move the needle for anybody? But there you go.
I think it'd be cool to have them just because they're in Vegas.
Sure. Although I don't like the fact that it's not state. Can we
yeah.
make it? Yeah. Yeah. Be there, you know. Right now we got seven states. I'd really prefer if we went out in like maybe a Texas state sort of thing, you know, North Dakota state.
Well, hey, the Pac-12 got Utah State today.
Yes, they did.
And I mean, boy, if that isn't a big meh, I don't know what is. I guess they're pretty good, right? I mean, they're generally pretty good. Seem like they care.
Yeah, they care. Yeah.
Where is that?
That is in Logan, Utah.
Logan. Is Gary Anderson still there?
He is not. I think he's done. I don't think he's anywhere, but he went back to Utah State after the, unfortunate, circumstances at Oregon State. And then I think he left, but remember Utah State's the one that fired their coach and then their coach is suing them. They fired their coach this year because of, like conduct detrimental. And then
this season.
Yeah. This season.
He's already been fired.
He got fired before the season with cause.
That's right.
Really?
Well, yeah. Well, I forget what the
Blake Anderson. Or it says here Blake Anderson or Nate Dreiling.
I think Blake Anderson got fired and Nate Dreiling is taken over.
Yeah, Dreiling's the one that took over.
And was it text messages he sent? What was it? I can't remember what it was. It was kind of like, I don't know, verbal abuse and stuff like that.
Something like that. There was some sort of misconduct, and I think no one's really saying what the allegations are, but apparently they did an internal investigation and they canned him and said that it's with cause, they're not gonna pay him. And then it's Blake Anderson. And then Blake Anderson was like, I didn't do anything. And so obviously he's going to sue. But
I'm seeing a headline here that he was fired for contacting a potential domestic violence victim and witness to the incident. So he may have been trying to do the Art Briles cover up something heinous crime against woman type deal.
So welcome to the Pac-12, Utah State. We played Utah State every year. That was our other in-state rival. Besides, the University of Utah. So I've done a couple tour of duties at the old Aggie Stadium.
Well, that's great.
Damn. Look, I'm just saying, if you're an Oregon State fan and you're thinking about road trips on where you want to go see another team play, you can skip Logan. You don't need to go there.
By the way, we've got angry old guy on staff. Did you know this?
Well, what do we got?
It's usually you and I, but
yeah, what's happening
today? It's Buckley because he thinks it's. Bad that Dan Quinn is wearing a backwards hat tonight.
It's not an angry old guy thing. I just think 60-year-olds wearing a backwards hat look kind of dumb.
Yeah, he looks especially dumb out there tonight.
I think he's a good coach.
He's only 54.
Oh, he's only 54.
Okay.
Well, he usually wears the hat backwards in the booth.
Yeah, he's a hat backwards guy.
But now he's a head coach in Washington, and he's still doing that on the sideline.
That is a Colin Coward spec.
Colin's not gonna
like
that.
He owns that corner. That's his.
Yeah, that's his bit.
Well, I mean,
Tony Romo.
I don't know. Do you still ever go hat backwards?
Matt Stafford. Every once in a while. Yeah.
Once in a blue moon.
I don't really know why I do. I just do. I'm just like, I'm gonna put this on backwards right now.
Yeah.
And then oftentimes I don't go out in public like that. I just have it. Like if I'm at the house, like putting around or something, but then if I get in the car and go somewhere, I turn it around.
I don't know when it changed for me, but I have officially reached the old man age where I do not turn my hat around.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't.
I've been there for a while now. I used to do it all the time, and it just feels out of place all of a sudden. I don't know.
I don't know what it was. And I don't remember making a conscious decision that I'm no longer wearing my hat backwards.
Yeah, me neither.
But I just was like, it's not happening. But Dan Quinn at 54, hey, man, if you just own it. Because, like, when I see, like Will Ortner, he's a big hat backwards guy.
Oh, every day.
Like, that's his thing.
But he's, like, 25.
Yeah, he's, like, 25. So it becomes your thing. But at some point, you just look in the mirror, you're like, ooh, that's Yeah, little too old for
Has Colin called out Dan Quinn yet?
I don't think so, but that's got to be coming, right?
Dude, he hates the bat. Like, it is such a weird...
Well, his whole thing is you can't be a leader and do that, and he's talking about the quarterback. What about the head coach? He's going to have an aneurysm.
You're right. He might. This might kill Colin Cowherd.
Dan Quinn just needs a pair of Oakleys, and he will have completed the insurrectionist look. That is true.
Yeah.
Dan Quinn does look like he's stormed the Capitol.
Yeah, he does.
100%.
He's one of you. All right.
One of us. Thank you.
That's all we have time for.
It's a movement.
We got to get on to the club. I got some cool stuff here. We've got Diddy audio, which really isn't that cool, but have you seen all the Diddy stuff that's getting thrown out there now?
Yeah, there's a lot of weird...
Because people are going back and mining the past videos and interviews for outrage, you know?
Well, unfortunately now, we know one of two things. Well, we know two things. It's a matter of what names come out. We know he abused a lot of celebrities, especially young celebrities. And we know that other people that hung out with him were probably doing the same thing. So,
or at least party to it and kept their mouths shut.
Yeah. It's wild. We'll start there. Club 1080 next on The Fan.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.